Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We are on the bottom of Nun Hey Amid Beis. We're actually on the last, second to last line. Ubechilik Lechem Aponim. When they gave out the Lechem Aponim, they divided up the Lechem Aponim among all. If it was a Shabbos during the Regel, when all the Mishmaros were there, then they equally divided the Lechem Aponim as well. So Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shekol HaMishmaros Shavos Bechilik Lechem Aponim. How do you know that? How do you know that when it was a Yontif? When it was a yontif for regel, and everybody was there, all the kahanim were there, and it was happened to be a Shabbos, that all the kahanim shared in lechem upon him. How do you know that? As we said yesterday, when there's a regel, all the kahanim do avoda, but they only do avoda on the regel things. On the ordinary things, the tamid every day was brought. That only the mishmar that's supposed to be there that week. Only they do the carbon tamid. The rest of it they don't do. So why is lechem aponim different? So Talmud Lomar, it says chelik kichelik yochelu, right? Kichelik avoda kachelik achila. So it's like the avoda split up, so too the eating split up. Umay achila, what eating? Meaning it's all divided. All the eating is divided among everybody. What eating? May achila, what eating? Ilema karbonos. If it's the karbonos, we know that already. Mehasam nafka. We know that already. It says lekohen hamakriv oso lo tiyeh. Ella lechem aponim. It must be the lechem aponim. And therefore you see the lechem aponim is divided among everybody. Yochel af b'chovas habos shlo machmas regel b'regel. What about karbonos that have nothing to do with the regel, that happen to be brought on the regel? Talmud lomar, levad mimkarov al ha'avos. Except what, and so the word mimkar means to be sold, like mecher, a sale. Levad mam machru avos zel azeh. Just like the avos, says Rashi, klomar shehisnu b'nehem, they made a condition, they made an agreement among themselves. Shiu misham shen kolechad b'shabbos v'kavua, that every Kohen family works a certain week. The avos, the old Dovr Melech, they made up such an idea that there's a split of the ani shabbati va'ata shabbatcha. I go this week, you'll go next week. So that governs every day. That governs ordinary karbonos, even on a regel. But on a regel, everyone splits together. And including the lechem aponim, it's a special pasuk. Okay.
Was Rabbi Yoshev a Kohen?
Who?
Rabbi Yoshev.
Who? No.
He wasn't a Kohen?
I don't think so.
Because that's one of the Kohanim.
One of the family names.
Yeah.
Right. So, Batzeres, Amru lo Helech. On Tzukis, on Shavuos, they would give out the lechem upon him on a Shabbos, and they would also give the shtei halechem. Both. Okay. Now the Gemara has nothing to do with that headline. Not sure why that headline's there. The Gemara has nothing to do with that. This is a very, very normal, ordinary Gemara. Itmar, listen to the Itmar. Rav Amar, Sukkah. First you make a bracha on Sukkah, the achar kach zman. Then you make a bracha on Shechianu. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Zman V'Achar Kach Sukkah. No, first you make a bracha on Shechianu, then you make a bracha on Sukkah. Okay. Rav Amar, Rav says Sukkah. First you make a bracha on Leishay B'Sukkah, V'Achar Kach Zman, and then you make a bracha on Zman. Why? Because Chiyuva Yoma Odif, the Chiyuv on the day is better. What does it mean, the chiv on the day is better?
Presumably, the first bracha you're saying is the kiddush.
But forget, we'll get to kiddush in a minute. But you have a choice now, between Leitshev Basukkah and Shechianu. Says Rav, Sukkah comes first. Why? Because it's the chiv of the day. Isn't Shechianu also the chiv of the day?
No, you have that many other days during the year. This is only today.
I understand.
Only have Shechianu because of the Sukkah.
Well, that's not what he's saying. He's saying Zman Chiyuv, the Chiyuv of the Yom Adif, the Chiyuv of the day of Sukkah is better, and therefore Sukkah comes first. Why is it better? It's like a bunch of answers. They're all the same root. The answer is why is Sukkah better than Shechianu? What? It's more specific. It has a Maisa. There's a Maisa. You have to sit in the Sukkah. You have to do something. Shechianu is just words. It's very nice, beautiful bracha. It's just words. The chiv of the day, sitting in the sukkah, you're actually doing something. You can't compare a maisa with a mitzvah to just words. And therefore, sukkah comes first. That's what Rav says. Rav bar bar chana amar, zman, no, first comes zman, v'achar kach sukkah, and then comes sukkah. Why? Why does Shekhinah come first? Very simple. Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodim. Tadir. Why is sukkah tadir? Why is Shekhinah tadir? Says Rashi, shenohig b'chal ha'regalim. Because it applies on all the yontifs. And therefore it's more tadir than leishiv, and therefore it comes first.
In fact, the one that the bracha of a mitzvah, the other one, the bracha of
of a shevach, correct. But it's tadir. That's right. We're going to see a similar idea coming up. Okay? So listen to this. In 1981, it was 1981, it was the fourth day of Nisan, in 1981. And the stipler, who was alive, was walking down the street. It was the day to do Birchas Hachama. He's on his way to do Birchas Hachama. And while he's walking on his way to do Birchas Hachama, he bumps into a tree. And he realizes, I didn't make the bracha for the Ilonos yet. So now what do I do? Birchas Hachama or the bracha of the Ilonos? What do you do first?
Ilonos is more tadir than...
So Ilonos is more tadir. It's every year. Birchas Hachama is every 28 years. Says the stipel, wait a minute. But the bracha on Birchas Hachama is the same bracha that you make on lightning. Osamasa Bereshis. That's more tadir. So what governs tadir? Is it governed by the frequency of the event or the frequency of the bracha? That was his suffix. Now, I don't know what he did. He comes home, again, it's the fourth day of Nisan. He comes home and he says to his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do you say? And Reb Chaim says, it's a Beferi Sharashi and Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. Rashi says that the reason why Shekhinah is more tadir, Rashi says three words, Shenoheg b'chol ha'regalim, because it applies in every regal. Says Reb Chaim, why didn't Rashi say, because it applies in every regal, and also when you buy a new suit, and also when you buy a new fruit? Rashi didn't say that. Rashi only said regalim. Because buying a new fruit, making a Shekhinah on a new fruit, is the same words, same nusach of the bracha, but it's a whole different type of bracha. And therefore, that won't make it more tadir. So the fact that the same bracha is said on Birchas Hachama and lightning doesn't make it more tadir. It's just coincidentally, it's the same bracha. Doesn't make it more tadir. And therefore, Ilonos is more tadir. Good, no? Not amazing?
But if you're going to be saying
that... Yeah, Chaim Kanievsky read Rashi. He actually learned Rashi.
But yeah. The way of understanding that, then you can't make the same argument here, because you have two very different brachas.
No, so he says, Rashi says, the shechen of every regal is the same. The shechen of every regal is the same.
The type of bracha is very different.
The type of bracha is different, but the fact is it's the same bracha. So, but it's more tadir. So don't bring me a riot that when you buy a new suit, you make a shechen. That's a different kind of shechen. I'm not talking about that. But within the world of, within the same goal, same matara, the same idea of a bracha, Shekhinah is much more tadir. Shekhinah is more tadir because it applies to every regal. And Leishi is only by sukkah. So it's still more tadir.
Even if you count the number of brachas, the Shekhinah you make once in every regal, and Leishi by sukkah you make every day. Yeah. You make multiple.
I know, I understand. So that has nothing to do with what I just said. It's a separate question. Is it really more tadir? Right, but I'm not going down the road of other reasons why you make a Shekhinah, because that doesn't count. Right, what counts? Only regalim. What do you think
did
of that?
We not learn,
amazing word, no?
Did we not learn a couple of weeks ago that some held that when you complete the making of the sukkah, you should say Shekhinah?
True. We did learn that. Some held that. That's the reason... That on the second, we did this already. That's the reason on the second out of Sukkot, you switch the order. You switch the order. Because you already made a Shekhinah the first night, and even if it's not Yontif, then it was still, you can make it because you built it.
Yeah.
So we switch the order. Lema Rav, so this idea, what beats what? Lema Rav, Rav Bar Barchana, the Plutz of the Beishami Beisilah Kamiflaki. They're arguing in the issue of Beishami Beisilah. What issue? The Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim Shabain Beishame Beithil Besuda. They had a machlokas about Kiddush. Beishame Omrim, Mavarech Ala Yom. First make a bracha on Kiddush on Yom, which means first you make Kiddush. V'yacha kach Mavarech Ala Yayin. Then you make a bar pri Agafen. We all like Beithil, so we don't do that. We start off Kiddush with Agafen, and then we make Kiddush. Beishame had it opposite. What? Ubeithil Omrim, no. Mavarech Ala Yayin, V'yacha kach Mavarech Ala Yom. First you make a bracha on wine, then you make, when we do that, then you make Kiddush. Beishame Omrim, Mavarech Ala Yom, first you make Kiddush, then you make a bracha on wine. Two reasons. Number one, Shayayin Gorem Liyayin Sheyavo. The day causes the wine to be here. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explain, because you would never drink wine before the Suda begins. No one does that. They didn't do it then. So why are we doing it now? Why are we drinking wine before the Suda? Oh, because it's Kiddush. Kiddush comes first. That's Beis Shammai says. Number two, V'kvar Kiddush Hayom V'dayin Yayin Lo Ba. Or the other reason, which could be to some extent the same reason, so it's a different reason. She'kvar Kiddush Hayom, you make Kiddush V'dayin Yayin Lo Ba. Which means, what that means is Rashi says, Klomar, Otam Acher, another reason. She'kiddush Hayom E'ilav Mitzich HaShech V'dayin Yayin Lo Ba Lefanov. The second nightfall happens, you have a chiyuv to make Kiddush. See, Yontif. Wine? The wine's still in the refrigerator. I didn't get the wine out yet. I'm in such a rush. So the Kiddush always is going to come first. Now you can quibble with that reason. It's a funny reason. That's what he says. Since the Chiyuv of Kiddush is the moment, the Chiyuv of Kiddush is the moment Yontif begins, the wine's not necessarily here at the table. Therefore, Kiddush comes first. Those are Beis Shammai's reasons. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevarech Al Yayin, V'Achachach Mevarech Al Yom. First you make a bracha on Yayin, then Yom. Number one, Shayayin Gorin L'Kiddush Shetiyomer. Right? Wine is causing me to say Kiddush. If I don't have wine, I can't make Kiddush. Same thing with bread. If you don't, you can't make Kiddush without wine or bread. So why am I making Kiddush? Because I have wine. Wine comes first. Second reason, Davarach, I'll give you another reason. Brichas Hayayin Tadira. Wine is Tadir. Ubrichas Hayom Eino Tadira. And Kiddush is not Tadir. Or it's not as Tadir as the bracha on wine. For Tadir Visheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. Therefore it comes first. Right? Right? Ask the Slach. I have another reason. What about the fact that, you know we should make Kiddush first? Because Kiddush is a Daraisa. Kiddush is a Daraisa. And Yain only Darabanan. And the answer is no. Kiddush is also Darabanan, because the Kiddush Daraisa, which you say, is in Shul. Right? And therefore, it's Darabanan, there are two Darabanans, which comes first? Tadir. Okay. Lema Rav D'Amar Ki Beis Shammai. Rav holds like Beis Shammai. Rav didn't mention Tadir. Right? Rav said the reason why you make a bracha on Leishay first is because it's Adif. It's better. So we do the Maitha. And Viraba Barbarachana Damar Ki Beis Hillel. And Rabba Barbarachana holds like Beis Hillel. So Amalach Rav, now. Another Amri Afilu Beis Hillel. I can even hold like Beis Hillel. I can hold that you make Hayayin first. So why do you make a Leishe first? Because it's Adif. Why? Ad Kan Lo Kor Beis Hillel Hasam. By Kiddush Hillel said, Elisha Yayin Gorim L'Kiddush Hashet Yomer. The Kiddush, the wine, I don't know if any wine, I can't make Kiddush. Therefore wine has to come first. Avalhacha, but by sukkah, he loves man, milo omrin and sukkah. What if I don't say shechiyanu? I don't want to say it. I forgot to say it. So I can't make a leishay by sukkah? Of course you can. Therefore, they have nothing to do with each other. Kiddush and yayin have everything to do with each other. You can't make kiddush without yayin. You don't have any yayin, you don't make kiddush. But when it comes to shechiyanu, that's my akiv. I can make a leishay by sukkah without kiddush. V'rabba bar b'chana amalach, anad dar mefilu Beis Shammai. I can even hold like Beis Shammai. I said Tadir, and Beis Shammai didn't mention Tadir. Ad kan lo amri Beis Shammai hasam by Kiddush, elo shayayin gorim, shayom gorim liayin shiavo. Right? We said, the second it's nightfall, I have a chiv to make Kiddush. The wine is not necessarily here. Kiddush comes first. Aval hacha, but by sukkah, I love sukkah, milo amin and zman, but the other way around. I don't have a sukkah. I'm an onis. I couldn't build a sukkah. So I'm not going to make a shechiyanu? Why not? There's nothing to do with each other. I can't make a leisha b'sukkah. I don't have a sukkah. I can make a shechianu. So therefore, there's nothing to do. They're not integral to each other the way yayin and kiddush is, and therefore they're unrelated. And therefore, I can hold yayin first. I can hold shechianu first. I can hold leisha b'sukkah first. Whatever I want to hold, it's nothing to do with the machlokas of Rishon Mitzvah. Nothing to do with that at all. Unrelated machlokas. Now Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Va'atzeres omelo helech matzah v'helech chametz. On Shavuos they would say, come get the matzah, come get the chametz. What's the matzah? What's the chametz? Right? V'ha'acha, but over here it's on Shavuos. Chametz ikar. The chametz is the lechem apanim. The chametz is the shtei halechem. The shtei halechem is the chametz. There are only two of those. It's only once a year. It's very special. The lechem apanim is every Shabbos.
Yeah, this is why the mission started with that.
Correct. So they mentioned helech chametz, helech matzah, helech chametz. They mentioned the tadir first. The matzah is the lechem apanim every week, every Shabbos. They mentioned that first, right? But the chametz is the ikar, matzah is the tafel. V'katani helech matzah, helech chametz. Tiyuf the derav, the kashan rav. What do you see here from here? The tadir beats this idea of adif. Amalok Rav Tanoihi. It's actually Amalokas Tanoim. The Tanya Helech Matzah Helech Chametz. Come get the matzah. Come get the chametz. Abishal Omer Helech Chametz Helech Matzah. No, the other way around. Come get the chametz. Come get the matzah. The chametz is the lechem. Is the shtei alechem. That's more chashav. So you can go. You can hold like whoever you want. Darsh of Nachan Bar Rav Chista. Lo Kedivrei Rav Damar Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. Ella the halacha is Zman V'Achakach Sukkah. First we make a shechianu. Then we make a leishev. Why? Rav Sheshes Bereid Rav Idi Omar Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. First we make a leishev at Sukkah. Then we make a shechianu. V'Hilchasa Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. And the halacha is Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. First you make a Sukkah and then you make a shechianu. What happened to Tadir? We live by that. What happened to that? Where'd it go? I don't know. Quotes over here that the Meiri asked that question. Why are we abandoning Tadir? We're putting Sukkah before Zman. Zman's more Tadir.
Sukkah is more important.
So we're abandoning Tadir. We never do that. We hold from Tadir. We don't say Yal V'Yavo before Ritzei. Because Ritzei is more Tadir. It's every Shabbos. Yal V'Yavo is only Beyantif time.
Light Chanukah candles, you say
Shech
Yom
West.
What?
That's his answer. His answer is we always do that. That just begs the question. Why do we always do that? We always do the Shech Yom last. Whenever we do a mitzvah, Shech Yom always comes last. What? We make a bracha on shofar, they don't make a Shech Yom. We can do it next week, so why should we do the other way around? Shech Yom is Tadir, shofar is not Tadir, we should make Shech Yom first. We never do that. What do you mean? Just the other way, the Shechianu should for sure become first. Make a Shechianu, then make shofar, then blow the shofar. We do it all the way around. Make a shofar, then Shechianu, then we start blowing. It's backwards.
Because the mitzvah should come first.
What?
Because the mitzvah should come first.
Why? So we're... I understand.
Because the mitzvah causes the Shechianu.
Ah, so we're abandoning that concept of Tadir. We never do it.
No, one second.
It's a maybe answer. We always do the Shechianu last. Yeah.
Right? The two things are unrelated.
Right.
So when you have an unrelated thing, you pick Tadir. But here, the mitzvah causes the Shechianu.
I hear.
The day, Sukkos causes a Shechianu, but it's Sukkos that is the Iker.
Right.
When Yal Yom Ritzei are not related at all, there's nothing to do with each other.
Correct.
Right. But by Sukkah and Shechianu...
No, but you can make an argument. Well, since it's Sukkos, it's so special, it's so rare, we'll make Yal Yom first. We don't say that.
No.
Is it because of Elon and
right.
Same idea. It's the same. There's similar brachas. The brachas of
right.
But and nothing. This has nothing to do with each other.
Right. That's the Meiri answers. We always say she's a bracha on the mitzvah first. But the question is why? Because the answer is it's the mitzvah beats tadir.
What would happen if you said the on sukkah?
Yeah.
Bracha on sukkah. And you left out shechianu.
That's what the Gemara said. I could not. They're not related to each other. I could go. Right. I could get away with that.
But,
so what I do? I didn't say shechianu. No.
Right. But if you just did Shechianu, you didn't do the Bracha on Sukkah, then
right.
What is it?
nothing. Exactly. Exactly. It's nothing. It's just a bracha on Shachiyanu. Exactly. Exactly. And the other one said they could do that too. Well, I don't have a sukkah. So I'm not going to make a Shachiyanu? Why not? Why not? Right? Say so lulav. We make a bracha on lulav, and then we make a Shachiyanu. We always do like that.
What I did
not tell you.
About the argument about the wine.
Yeah.
That the wine causes the kiddush. It's really not true. Because if not for kiddush, you wouldn't need wine. You could drink apple juice, orange juice,
right.
Water.
Right.
You wouldn't need...
No, it's the same, same idea.
It's only...
The challah is not here on the table when you know the start.
It's kiddush that you need that
right.
Variety.
Right. I hear.
But where there is a maaser, it's interesting that Shehechiyana is not an interruption between...
That's right.
Brocha and
it's not an interruption. Brocha. Right? Think about that. We make a bracha on shofar. Then we make a Shehechiyana, and then we blow.
It's
very interesting.
Always
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Mishmar Shizmano Kavua Vishar Kabona Sibor. So Lasuye Mai, what does that include? Lasuye Parhelm Davishal Tibor. If on some random reason you have the whole Klal Yisrael made a mistake to bring in that carbon on Yontif, when every Mishmar is there, they're gonna all share it. And then this is Vishar Bodas Akohanim, Hu Makavis Akol, Lasuye Mai, what does that come to include? Lasuye Kaitza Mizbeach. If the base if the mizbeach is empty, you're not so busy, then they can all share in this extra carbon that were brought. Fine. Last mission of the Masechta. Yomtif asamach l'Shabbos. If Yomtif is next to Shabbos, bein milfoneha, which means that Yomtif, the last day of Yomtif is on a Friday, bein la'achareha, or the first day of Yomtif is on a Sunday. That's what it means. Hayukol mishmaros Shabbos b'chil glechem upon him. Even though it's not Yomtif on Shabbos, but I couldn't get home. I'm a Kohen, I live in Haifa, I couldn't get home. Because it's Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday, so I'm stuck here. Or I came early. Everyone shares in the lechem upon him. Even though it's not really Yontif, because it's the day before Yontif or the day after Yontif, it doesn't make a difference. Chalios Yom Echad L'Hafsik Bein Time, what if it's a day break? For example, Yontif ends on a Thursday. So I can run home on Friday if I wanted to. Right? Mishmar Shezmano Kavua Hayelonotu Eser Chalos. So the Mishmar that's supposed to be, that gets 10. V'amis Akiv, notel shnayim. And the one that lingered gets 2. Because it's hard to get back. Not everyone always gets back, right? V'shayim os hashana, but the rest of the year, hanichnas notel sheish, the incoming gets 6, v'ayotzei notel sheish, and the outgoing gets 6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Hanichnas notel sheva, v'ayotzei notel chamesh. The incoming gets 7, and the outgoing gets 5. It's the 12 of them. And the switchover happened on Shabbos, so they would divide the lechem upon him either 6 and 6 or 7 and 5. Hanichnas in cholkin betzafon, the ones who got in the north, the hayotzin bedarom, and the ones who the leaving Mishmar went to the south. Bilga, which is one of the families of Kohanim, la'olav chalukas bedarom, they always got in the south. They were punished. They always got in the south, which was less chashuv. And the tabata kavua, their ring. Of where they would, there were 24 rings in the rings where they would like put the animal in through the ring to keep that subdue the animal before they shechted it. Their ring was not open, so they couldn't use it. They had to go use the neighbors if it was their turn. And also the chalono stuma, there was a room. Everyone had a room where they kept their specific kalim for the shechitas, knives, whatnot. And their room was closed. They couldn't use their own kalim. They locked them out of their kalim. It was all punishments for things they did wrong. We'll see it on base. My milfonel, my achra, we said it was Yontif was before or after. Ilem milfonel Yontif Rishon Lachra Yontif Achron. If it means it's Mamash on Yontif, then Hanu Shabbos Shabbosachal Yachad. It's Yontif time on the Chag. It can't mean that. El milfonel Yontif Achron means it's on a Friday, and Lachra Yontif Rishon, a meaning on a Sunday, like I said. Meaning it's Friday Shabbos, Friday's Yontif, Shabbos on Yontif. Or Shabbos is Shabbos, and Sunday's Yontif. So it's not Yontif on that Shabbos. But you have to be there, and it's impossible not to be there. Because you can't travel on Shabbos, you can't travel on Yontif. So they were all there, so they made a division for them too. My taima, kiven dahani mekadri b'hani ma'achri, they have to come early, they have to be stay late. So tiknu l'rabanan mil, so the rabanan gave them something, kiyeched del nachlu b'hadi adati. So they should have what to eat among each other. And if it's chal yom echad bein taim, if there's one day in between, there was a day in between. V'hani tarti ma'yevid etayu. So this question means, the incoming got 7, and the outgoing got 5. Why is that? Why are they giving him 2 extra? It's really 1 extra, but it ends up being 2 extra. Right? 6 and 6 is equal. Once I change 1, it's 7. It becomes 7 and 5. It becomes 2 extra. So why the 2 extra? Why? Are they getting two extra? It was machlokas. Some said 6 and 6, some said 7 and 5. Why? So Amar Vitzchak, b'schar ha-gafas talsos. Because they get the schar, because they're going to be ones closing the gates at Mata Shabbos. So they get an extra challah for that. What kind of answer is that? V'nema le dal kadal. What do you mean? Next week, when they're going to leave, then the new mishra is going to get 7 again. They're going to close the gates. Why are you doing it like that? Why are you giving them more now? Do 6 and 6. Whatever mishra, whatever you do as your mishmar, the next week, they're going to do it. So why are we giving them 7 now? The Gemara answers, Amar Baya, Botsina, Tava, Mikra. Which means, one in the hand is worth 2 in the bush. Having one more now is better than waiting until next week. So they have a chance to give me 7 now, I'm going to chop it right now. Next week I'm only going to get 5, that's next week. But right now I get 7. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ubu Musafin, Chalkin. When it came to carbon musafs, they also divided the carbon musaf. Again, the carbon musaf was brought on Shabbos. They would divide that too. At Meisvei, 1 second. No one says that. This was said by Rav Yehuda and Amora. No one says that. That they divided the carbon musaf? That's not unheard of. Mishmar HaYotzeis, the outgoing Mishmar, owes in Tamid Shal Shachar. They did the Tamid Shal Shachar. U Musafin, and the carbon musaf. Mishmar HaNichnas, the incoming Mishmar, owes in Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. They did the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. U Bazichin, and the spices from the shulchan, vilu musaf and chalkin lo katani, doesn't mention a word about that who ate the carbon musaf. Doesn't say a word about that. Well, haitana bechalukas lo kamari. Now that price wasn't talking about that. That was talking about avoda, not eating. Okay, amar rava v'atani debe Shmuel demar bechalukos. But 1 second. But in Shmuel taught a brisa, and in that brisa it doesn't mention a word about musaf. U musaf and chalukin lo katani. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Mishmeres HaYotzeis, Osen Tamid Shal Shachar. The Mishmeres HaYotzeis, the outgoing Mishmar, this is their last day for the week, they brought Tamid Shal Shachar. Umu Safin, and they also brought the Karban Musaf. Mishmar HaNichnas, the incoming Mishmar, Osen Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Uba Zichin, and they also did the spices, fine. Arba Kahanim HaYonichnasim Sham, there are 4 Kahanim there. Shnayim Mishmar Zah, Shnayim Mishmar Zah, 2 from the old Mishmar, 2 from the new Mishmar. V'chalukin Lechem Aponim. And they divided up the lechem aponim, like we said. The ilu musafin chalukin lo katani. Doesn't mention a word about dividing the carbon musaf. And the answer is tiyufta de Rav Yehuda tiyufta. He's wrong. He's wrong. Not correct. Then we said anechnasin chalukin bitzafon. The incoming went to the northern part of the azara. That was the most chashuv part. That's where only kachim could be eaten there, and they went there. And Tana Rabbanan, HaNichnasin Chalokin B'Tzafon, the incoming went to the north, Kadei Sheyiru Shehein Nichnasin. Everyone could see, ooh, this is the new Kahanim for the week. They're over there. Vayotzin Chalokin B'Darom, and the outgoing ones went to the south, Kadei Sheyiru Shehein Yotzin. Everyone could see that they were outgoing. Okay, that's what they did every week. Very good. Bilga, the Bilga family, La'olam Chalukah Bedarim. They were always in the south. There were 3 things that were punished. They were always in the south. Their ring to put in the animals in that area was closed. It was closed. They couldn't use their own ring. Every family had to use someone else's. And number three was what? Oh yeah, their room with the knives was also closed. They had to borrow someone else's stuff. They were punished. Tana Rabbanan, here's how they were punished. Maisa, there's a story. Miriam Bas Bilga. Miriam doesn't mean she was the daughter of Bilga. It means she was from the Bilga family. And Shehimira Daita, she went off to Derech, and V'halcha V'nises L'sadiyot Echad B'malcha Yivanim. She married a Greek. She married a Greek officer. She went off to Derech and married a Goy. Kishenichnasu Yivanim L'heichal, I believe this is during the Chanukah story. During the Chanukah story, at some point in that story, she kicked the mizbeach. She gave it a kick. And she said, Lucas, Lucas. Lucas means wolf. Wolf. You wolf. She calls the mizbeach a wolf. Ad Yisrael. You're so expensive. You know what you cost the Jewish people in Karbanos? You know what kind of drain that is? You wolf, like a wolf like devours. You're devouring everyone's parnasa, making everyone bring karbanos all day long. V'yata omer lehem b'shas adchak. And you don't even come to help them when it's the shas adchak. The Greeks are over here. And what good are you? That's what she said. When the Chacham heard that, kavu'es tab'osa, they punished the whole family. They closed up the ring. V'sismu'es chalona, and they stuffed up their window. Satmar Rebbe says an amazing thing. He says like this. He says, when she married a guy, they didn't do anything. She couldn't marry to this guy for 20 years before this happened. The Chacham didn't say a word. She married a guy. The Chacham didn't say a word. She kicks the Mizbeach. The Chacham punished the family. What's pshat? You marry a guy. Somebody marries a guy. We all know people that did that. Does it get you to do that? Not really. It has no effect. It has no hashpah on anybody else. Yeah, we all know people that went off to Dera. We know people that married a guy. It's a terrible thing. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't have an hashpah on you. But when you belittle Kedusha, it always has an effect on you. Someone belittles something special, you belittle the shul, you belittle the Beis HaMikdash, it has a roshim on you. The Chacham couldn't stand that. They couldn't let that go. Now, why are we going to punish the whole family? The answer is, the Gemara is going to say, because the whole family was probably like that also. Right? Because you know, where'd she get it from? She got it from, where'd she get that from? Not from the home. Where'd she learn that? So they punished the whole family. It's an unbelievable part. Marrying a guy, the Chacham didn't punish anybody. Happens. People go off the derech, it happens. You don't have to punish anybody. Because that's not a spawn on you. It doesn't make you want to, oh, she married a guy, I'm also going to go. No one does that. But when you belittle things that are holy, it always has an effect on everyone else. And the Chacham said, we have to punish her. We have to punish the whole family. Amazing part. V'yei shomrim, some say,
Mishnah. Just ask, in the Mishnah, Art Scroll translates that as its window, obviously referring to the Mishmar.
It meant a room.
Yeah, but it's, whereas here, in the it translates it as her window.
It means the family.
It does mean
it means the family. She didn't have a room.
It means the family.
Yeah. V'yesh omrim, some say, Mishmarta Sho'olavo. Listen to this. They showed up, they came late. They didn't come for Shabbos. So the old Mishmar standing around says, Where are these guys? They didn't come. They showed up Sunday afternoon, right? Sho'olavo. V'nichnas yisheva achav ima v'shimesh tachtav. So the outgoing Mishmar, still had to, which name was yisheva, still had to continue the avoda, because they didn't show up. Even though normally when you hang out with bad people, it has an effect on you. But the neighbors of Bilga got better. They got more. Why? Serving in the Beis HaMikdash more longer. It's better. So Shabbos at morning, it's supposed to switch over. Look around. Is anyone from Bilga here? No. Okay, so we'll do the Talmud Shul Shabbos Arvayim. More schar for us. Fantastic. Normally you hang out with his neighbor because they're next to each other. Normally the neighbor's no good. Here it's good taka. Shebilga la'olam chalukas b'darom. So Bilga always went in the south. They punished and showed up late. V'yeshevav achiv b'tzafon. And Yeshevav always got in the north because they was as if they were the incoming Mishmar second week in a row. Now, Bishlom olamanda amar shemishmarto sho'olavo. I understand that if they came late, hainu kansiyan and lukuli mishmar. That's why you're punishing everybody. That makes sense. Elamanda Miriam bas Bilga shehimer daita. Which one woman went off the derech. That's, by the way, that's not the reason. Mishum shebrate katinle luziday. So one daughter, you punish the whole family? I think Mark says, yes. Amar baya in, yes. Kedamarinji, people say, shusa diyanuka, beshuka, shusa diyanuka. Words diyanuka of children. Beshuka, in the street. O davua, o diime. It comes from the mother or the father. Right? Where does it come from? Where do kids behave? How do kids have this? The answer is, what they hear in the house. Now, Mishum Avua Amen Kantina Bakula Mishmara, and for the father and the mother were punishing the whole Mishmar? Amrabaya, yes, Oil Rasha, Olishchino. Yeah. It's a big family, they're all the same. Oil Rasha, woe is to the Rasha, woe is to the neighbor. And Tov Tzadik, Tov Lishchino. Now this has nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara's over. Oil Rasha, Olishchino, that's why we're punishing. That's why we're punishing the family. We have to finish on a good note. So we say the flip side, we don't say end on a bad note of Russians. We end on a good note. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheno. Fortunate is this, good for the tzadik, good for the tzadik's neighbors. Shenemar, imru tzadik ki tov. They say about the tzadik, he's a good guy. Ki pri ma'aleim yochelo. He will eat the fruit of his deeds. And if I could possibly tie in the end of the Masechta to the beginning of the Masechta, which is a minute to do, it's my own vart. How does it end off? Tov, tov l'tzadik, tov l'shchenov. Right, so Miriam Bas Bilga had a bad family, bad home. The home is where you create Kedusha. Sukkah, we start off the Masechta Sukkah about leaving your home and going into a sukkah. Doesn't matter what the sukkah, what the home is made out of. It can be made out of branches and thin nothing, no walls, not, remember all that? Doesn't make any difference what it's made out of. It's a question of what goes on in there. So if it's Kedusha in there, Tov l'tzadik, Tov l'shchenov. We don't have time to do the Hadron. Tomorrow morning is Masechtas Beitza. Everyone have a good day.